What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take this morning's look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Ministry of Health reported in the last 24 hours, 8 deaths, some 1,106 new infections were registered due to COVID-19. Since the pandemic arrived in the country in March of 2020, the health authorities have registered the deaths now of 8,307. This is, of course, due to coronavirus, and the lethality is at 0.9%. 5,963 tests were applied, and the 1,106 positive cases reflects a positivity of 18.5%. Regarding active cases, it is specified that there are 21,621 at the national level. Of that number, 21,331 are at home isolation, and 290 are hospitalised. Those in isolation are divided into 21,299 at home and 32 in the so-called hospital hotels. Those hospitalised, 255 patients are in the wards and 35 patients in the intensive care units. Once the number of infections by COVID-19 begins to decrease, the next issue that must be discussed by the authorities and advisers at the Ministry of Health is the end of the mandatory use of the mask in closed or interior spaces. Panamanian scientists argue that the elimination of the use of the mask in closed or interior spaces should be optional, that is, at the discretion of each person. For example, the infectologist Javier Saiz Llorens argued that after 2 years of crisis, people should know how to protect themselves and be responsible with their own health. While the researcher Paulino Vigil de Garcia said that the start and the growth periods of each wave of infections are already known. For now, there are two waves per year, and they take about 2 months each, he explained. Both agree with the epidemiologist Arturo Rebellon that the population must learn to identify the places where the risk of contagion is greatest. Now, although the ministry has not set any date to abandon the mandatory use of the mask, indoors or in closed spaces, it is considered that once the number of cases of the COVID-19 disease decreases, a decision will be made in this regard. The Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, indicated that when the fifth wave of infections begins to drop, the elimination of the mandatory use of the mask indoors will be analysed. The lack of leadership led Romelu Rouh to invent this process of illegal expulsion of 15 deputies because we have the votes to beat him and recover the party. This was part of the reaction of the deputy of Cambio Democratico, Yanibel Abrego, after knowing the verdict of the Court of Honour and Discipline of said party, which ordered the revocation of mandate and expulsion for 15 deputies described as dissidents. This decision can be appealed by those affected. But if in the end the revocation order is upheld, the 15 dissidents lose their seats and are replaced by their respective alternates. They were all accused of not having followed the line of the party's board of directors on the 1st of July of 2021 when they were asked to vote for Ronnie Arruz as a candidate for the presidency of the National Assembly. Instead, they supported the PRD Cristiano Adames, who became president of the Assembly and is currently seeking re-election. The fear has been exposed by the political and administrative mismanagement of CD, said Abrego, at a press conference at the collective's legislative headquarters. Next to her was the deputy president, Adames, who said that he was in solidarity with the unjust decision, known this Monday. According to Adames, the verdict constitutes an unequivocal signal of those who violate political citizens' rights. In an edict posted on Monday, the 13th of June, in the CD offices, it is reported that the expulsion from the party is ordered and the revocation of the mandate of the following deputies: Yanibel Abrego, Nelson Jackson, Mercedes Galvez, substitute Sergio Galvez, and Hernan Delgado. Added to the list are Elaine Cedeño, Hennessy Aronja, Fatima Agrazal, Arnulfo Díaz, Alberardo Antonio, substitute for Leopoldo Benedetti, Marilyn Vallarino, Dalia Danel, as well as José María Herrera, Lilia Batista, Leopoldo Archibald, and Mayin Correa. Prosecutor Raúl Andrade, who filed the complaint against the dissidents last November, said that all due process of guarantees were respected for the party members who are sanctioned today, As a prosecutor, I have the obligation and responsibility to prosecute all CD people who fail to comply with the duties and principles established by the statutes, he assured. Andrade affirmed that those expelled have been undisciplined since we are within a political group that has a marked line of opposition. The Panama Savings Fund, the FAP, was created in 2012 through Law 38 of the 5th of June with the aim of establishing a long-term savings mechanism for the state and as a stabilization tool for the emergencies and economic slowdowns. It was heir to the Trust Fund for Development, and its founding capital as of December the 31st of 2012 was $1,234 million. The FAP would feed mainly on funds from the sale of the shares of mixed companies owned by the state and the surpluses generated by the Panama Canal. The original formula established that any contribution from the Panama Canal Authority to the National Treasury, greater than 3.5% of the nominal gross domestic product, the GDP, of the current year would be saved, starting in 2015. That threshold was difficult to reach, and in 2018 a modification to the law was introduced to promote greater savings. In the first place, the capitalization or reinvestment of the FAP returns was allowed. In addition, the accumulation rule was adjusted to strengthen the FAP with 50% of contributions from the Panama Canal Authority exceeding 2.5% of nominal GDP for the years 2018, 19, and above 2.25% of GDP as of 2020. The rule states that the surplus will be transferred in the following fiscal period after the publication of the GDP by the Comptroller General of the Republic. Under the new formula, as of 2018, surpluses began to be generated that have not been transferred to the FAP by the government, and the account has been rising exponentially in the last 2 years because of the pandemic. According to estimates by the FAP administration, the account reaches $725 million when the surplus generated between the years 2018 and 2021 are added, as stated in the financial statements of the institution and confirmed to a query by Abdiel Santiago, Technical Secretary of the FAP. Well, to date, the FAP has not received said contributions. However, it understands that the authorities of the Ministry of Economy and Finance are aware of this issue and have communicated their interest in complying with what the law outlines, said Santiago. The figure has skyrocketed in the last 2 years, in 2020 and 2021, as an effect of applying the sharp drop in GDP during the pandemic to the formula. And specifically, in each of those years, the generated surplus must be allocated to the FAP exceeds $300 million. How many members of the Democratic Revolutionary Party have been appointed in the state since Laurentino Nito Cortizo took power in July of 2019? The question seems to have no answer, since in the Ministry of the Presidency, which is headed by the Vice President of the Republic and Minister of the Presidency, José Gabriel Carrizo, they claim to be unaware of the number of appointments that the government has made in the state machinery. In the Ministry of the Presidency, there are no statistics on how many people, members of the PRD, have been appointed from July the 1st of 2019 to the present day in public offices. This was one of the answers given by the Vice Minister of the Presidency, Carlos García Molina, in a note sent to the lawyer Ernesto Cedeño last Friday. The answers came to Cedeño a month after he sent a 10-question questionnaire to the Ministry of the Presidency on the use of the official form to appoint personnel of the ruling PRD. This after the prosecutor, Rigoberto González, announced the closure of an administrative investigation on the matter because of the fact that Vice Minister García himself denied the existence of an appointment table for members of the PRD. In the first 3 months of this year, on average, the payroll increased by 5,000 employees each month in relation to the same months of last year, and a growth in spending of more than $17 million per month, according to data from the Comptroller General of the Republic. Currently, the payroll went, according to the Comptroller, from 227,142 officials in January of 2019 to 236,222 officials as of January of this year. Cedeño interprets these answers as a deception The lawyer asked the ministry to answer the 10-point questionnaire, and one of the direct queries was precisely the appointments table that the PRD deputies denounced. The Attorney General's office investigated the case but closed it because it received almost the same answers the Vice Minister Garcia gave to Cedeño. Friends and former students of the National Institute demand a greater explanation from the education authorities after the disappearance of at least 9,000 books from the library of the campus in November 2019. Guillermo Quintero recalled that habeas data appeal was filed in the Supreme Court of Justice, which has not yet been admitted, and that the presentation is in charge of Judge Olmedo Arrocha. Quintero specified that the appeal seeks that the Ministry of Education, MEDUCA, forcefully answer what was the destination of this material. In this case, there is nothing that has to do with the security of the state or that is privileged information. We're waiting for Judge Arrocha to admit it, Quintero said at a press conference. MEDUCA reported in early June that the humidity and moths damaged these books and that these details were shared with teachers, students and campus authorities on the 1st of June. Moisture, fungi, termites and mites turned a large percentage of the books in the Nido de Aguilas library into waste and could have become a health problem among students, teachers and administrative staff due to the unsanitary conditions that was presented in the library, MEDUCA said in a statement. On the 14th of March of this year, and based on Article 41 of the Constitution on the right to petition, the teacher, Elena Golcha, asked the Director of Patrimonial Assets of the MEDUCA, Anibal Stanziola, for an explanation about the whereabouts of the books. To date, we have not received a response in writing. The law explains that it must be a month, that's 30 working days, said Golcha. That eviction from the library from the National Institute took place on the 2nd of November of 2019, and she recalled that an inventory of the school reported the existence of some 9,412 books, and that the eviction took place without proof that they were really damaged or without consulting the appropriate authorities. That is to say, in Panama there are a series of instances that can be perfectly comment on the rescue of these books, argued Golcha, who added that this occurred without a rescue inventory which each book must have. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning. That's some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.